it's time to encourage. Have you noticed that many people are suffering from discouragement? This pandemic, the shutdowns, the lockdowns, and social upheavals have taken a bite out of our lives. I've got to admit that it's caused stress in my own life, and I've had to take some drastic measures to adapt, adjust, and change. Listen, have you battled discouragement? Have you suffered setbacks? I've met so many people who have lost their jobs, their savings, and businesses. I've known others who could not visit their dying friends or parents in the hospital. Others have been forced to homeschool their children. The stories of pain, death, and loss, suffering, have grown very intense. But I've seen another movement at work in our society. Jesus. Seems like Christians are waking up. They're getting more involved in government, politics, justice issues, business, and needs in their communities. It's actually quite exciting. Paul the Apostle discovered the same trend in his life. Romans 8:18, I consider that our present sufferings are not worth comparing to the glory that will be revealed in us. In fact, Paul eventually concluded, and we know that in all things, God works for the good of those who love him and have been called according to his purpose. Romans 8:28. Listen, I'm writing these words to bring you more courage. I'm encouraging you with Bible verses, empathy, and tons of love. Hey, be filled with courage to plow your way through these difficult days. Yes, they're difficult for so many people. You'll find the diamonds in the dark places. Hand all the frustration, loss, and pain to God, and watch him bring good out of it. God will work all the garbage for the good. His word affirms it, and it's up to you to believe it. Because you're a miracle. And I'm your friend, Paul Mark Goulet.